This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. Election Day looms largely in the 2020 presidential campaign. Campaigns of both parties have only 2 weeks to make the case, even as millions of Americans have already begun voting.
The presidential nominee Joe Biden off the campaign trail, prepping for Thursday night's debate. His running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, is battleground Florida Monday.
This man, Donald Trump, would like you to believe everything is okay.
President Donald Trump was firing back from Arizona.
Biden even chose his running mate, the most liberal in America.
Meantime, the debate commission is adopting changes for Thursday night. During two-minute opening statements on each topic, the opponent's microphone will be muted. The Trump campaign isn't happy about that, but vows Trump will participate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Speaking of that debate, the second and final debate appears set to go forward with new rules in place meant to prevent the candidates from talking over each other. Chris Gaudieri, the political analysis from St. Anselm College in New Hampshire.
We don't know what the physical acoustics of the space will be, so it's entirely possible. No, he won't have a microphone, but he might still just keep talking and trying to talk over Biden.
President Trump expressed his displeasure with the overall setup, telling reporters Monday that while he thinks it is very unfair, he will be a part of Thursday's event in Nashville. He accused the evening's moderator of being biased. Kristen Walker, a respected NBC White House supporter, is moderating the debate and has chosen to ask President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden about fighting COVID-19, American families, and race in America. This is VOA News.